This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Yeah, and I heard demographics, demographics, demographics till I got sick of hearing demographics. And I went to California and decided they could kiss my demographics.
I'm gonna break my rusty cage.
And run. In 1994, Johnny Cash signed on with hip-hop metal producer Rick Rubin. Their work has resulted in 3 Grammy-winning albums and allowed Cash to sing a whole new generation of songs, including Rusty Cage by the Seattle band Soundgarden. While Johnny Cash's career has had a resurgence, his health has been on the decline. Cash has autonomic neuropathy. It makes him prone to pneumonia, and he's almost died several times. He's cut back on performing, but not recording. His latest album, American 4, The Man Comes Around, was released yesterday. The title track is classic Johnny Cash.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The man being Jesus Christ. It's my song of the apocalypse. It comes from the book of Revelation. I love the language there. It's astonishing and it's scary. But there's so much love and kindness in it at times that you wouldn't think that that's what it's all about.
Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree.
The song idea comes from a dream I had in England. I dreamed I was with Queen Elizabeth. I walked in the Buckingham Palace and there she sat on the floor. She looked up at me and said, Johnny Cash, you're just like a thorn tree in a whirlwind. And I said, thorn tree in a whirlwind? She said, yes, and I woke up. And I thought, what could that possibly mean? Well, I chased it down in my Thompson Chain Reference Bible and my Concordance. Finally, the idea came to me to look in the Bible, and there it was. The whirlwind, always symbolic of God. Thorn tree, symbolic of man's obstinacy, arrogance. So there you have it. Me and my arrogance standing against God. I don't know why Queen Elizabeth felt like she had to preach to me, but she did.
The next one is a very dark song, unusual, I think, even for you.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
The guy with 9-inch nails with that, to me, the song is a great anti-drug song. It scared the daylights out of you if you're using hard drugs. I felt like it was something I possibly could have written if I could write that well back in the 60s.
You're in a place, of course, where you can choose your own material. And that has, I think, played an important part in your career. There's a Johnny Cash song, and you know it when you hear it.
Mm-hmm. Well, an open mind helps, you know. Like, if Rick suggested I do a song, I think about it, and I listen to it. And when it feels right, I'd let him know, and he'd start to work on it.
Feeling unknown, and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer.
Personal Jesus sounds like one you made your own.
To me, it's a very, very fine evangelical song, although I don't think that's why it was written. It's where do you find your comfort, your counsel, your shoulder to lean on, your hand to hold to, your personal Jesus.
Now, Sam Hall, it's always been said of you that you can sing some brutal songs, like Folsom Prison and Delia's Gone, but the guy was always sorry for what he did, or he paid in some way.
Not Sam.
There's no remorse.
No, no, Sam don't give a damn.
Damn your eyes. Then the sheriff, he came too. He came too. Oh yeah, the sheriff, he came too. He came too. The sheriff, he come too. And he said, Sam, how are you? And I said, well, sheriff, how are you? Damn your eyes.
But right after that, right after this song, Sam just defying everyone in the world, you have the sweetest Danny Boy I've ever heard. It's like I'm hearing it for the first time.
Well, there's sure a lot of pain in Danny Boy, though. The soldier going away to war and don't come back.
The summer's gone and all the roses fallen. It's you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow.
You seem to get at it, I don't know, to find what was really in there all along, and it's not sung with such feeling too often, I don't think.
You know who inspired me on that song? It's Elvis Presley. Elvis has a great recording of Danny Boy, and I played it over and over and over.
And I'll be here in sunshine, or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so.
You close out with We'll Meet Again.
Rodgers and Hammerstein. When I was recording that, I kept thinking of that movie, Dr. Strangelove, when the bomb was going down and Slim Pickens had to release the bomb manually and ride it down himself, waving his cowboy hat. And then as the bomb was going off, we'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And will you
have done U2 songs, Paul Simon, the Beatles?
Nobody's safe.
Is there somebody you'd like to record that you haven't?
I can't think of them offhand, but there will be. There will be.
Johnny Cash. His newest album is The Man Comes Around. There is an extended version of this interview, including Cash's side of the infamous Christofferson helicopter story and Rodney Crowell's homage to I Walk the Line at npr.org.
We'll meet again. Don't know.